drink and I know things.
What's up and welcome to the teaser for I'ma Need More Wine, a podcast about shit we like and shit we don't like. My name is Christine.
And I'm Jocelyn. And we are attorneys by day and shit talkers by night. To understand our perspective and where we're coming from, I think it would be helpful for us to talk about the first time we met. So Christine and I first met at a convention for the TV show Game of Thrones. It's called Con of Thrones. And my very first panel that I've ever done at any convention, I show up, I'm supposed to be talking about Tyrion. None of my co-panelists show up. So I'm sitting here, it's like 10 minutes, you know, hoping that someone's gonna rush through the door and be really apologetic. And once that time passed, it was clear, like, okay, I'm going to have to do this thing that I've never done before, and I'm going to have to do it by myself. So I just started with, hi, my name is Jocelyn. I'm an attorney by day, and I love watching television by night. And in particular, I love Game of Thrones.
Yeah, and when I heard that, and this was the first full panel that I had attended, I arrived a little late and just like walked into the tail end of one panel and then went straight over to the Tyrion panel. And there is this chick up there all by herself, and she says that she's an attorney by day and avid TV watcher by night. And I just kind of internally gasped to myself because I was like, oh my God, I have found my people. I have found my sister. What is this? I was so expecting to just be in this sea of whiteness, to be honest. You know, I just had this idea of what the Game of Thrones fandom was like, and it was male and white and like just not me. And going up there and the first person I hear introduce themselves be Jocelyn, who, you know, shares so many identities with me. I'm an attorney, you know, I'm this black female. I love to watch TV at night. To really hear that first description made me feel so comfortable and so welcome. And I knew I was amongst my people. And we've been friends ever since.
Yes, because right after the panel ended, so I'm already like super nervous, you know, I guess being sort of self-conscious, like, do people really want to hear what I have to say, which is a whole nother discussion for a whole nother day. And so as I come down from the panel, Christine pops over right over to me and she's like, hello, hi, I also am an attorney. I love you. We are, you know, we just clicked. I knew we were going to be friends from that point forward.
Yeah, I really was that nerd up in the front row. Just like, I am here to nerd out and fully embrace my nerddom amongst my fellow nerds. And yes, and it's been a wonderful experience ever since. But Jocelyn and I are more than just, you know, black females who love to watch Game of Thrones. Among my identities, I'm a first generation American. The immigrant experience is something that is really important to me. I was born and raised in New York. Sometimes I feel like I rep my city every day, no matter where I am. And I live in D.C. where I work in politics and policy. I'm trying to fight Trump's America and kind of bring things back to how things used to be and try and get us to hopefully a better world, a better country. That's the shit that really excites me. Really good TV and really good politics.
And as for me, I grew up in Richmond, Virginia, which is a very interesting experience being, you know, a black person living in the capital of the Confederacy. And that always led to very interesting dynamics. One thing that stands out the most is when Arthur Ashe passed away. For those of you who don't know, Arthur Ashe was a fellow native Richmonder, someone, you know, that we were really proud of. And they wanted to build a statue dedicated to him. And there was a fight that lasted for several years about where they were going to put that fucking statue. And just spoiler alert, we do consume adult beverages on this podcast and we use adult language. So going back to Arthur Ashe, they wanted to put him on Monument Avenue, which for those of you who may not have been to Richmond before, Monument Avenue is a very long avenue that has literally monuments to Confederate soldiers. And it was a very controversial idea to put this African-American hero on this, you know, street where you've got people like Stonewall Jackson and whoever those losers were. They lost. I don't even know why they had an entire avenue dedicated to their statues. It's like really one of the only wars where people expect us to celebrate losers. But I digress. But just that sort of, to me, sort of captures what it's like to be in Richmond. I mean, you know, just sort of being very aware of your Blackness, but also sort of having that weight and sort of knowing that history. Since then, in my 20s, I lived like a nomad. I lived in New York City. I always feel like Harlem feels like my Mecca. It just always feels like my soulmate of places where I've lived. I always had a real connection to the area, and I'm a history buff. And one of my favorite things I did when I lived in Harlem was like got this big map of the Harlem Renaissance and literally just spent a week walking around to all the various sites where, you know, different historical events occurred, birthplaces, you name it. I did it. I love trying to go back there at least once a year just to sort of feed my soul. That's how living in Harlem felt. It felt like I was feeding my soul there when I lived there for so long. And I've also lived in North Carolina. I think at heart, I'm a Southern girl. I'm currently in Philadelphia, but I think the thing I like about Philadelphia is that it has the feel of a big city, but I can still get access to grass, to chain restaurants like Red Lobster and malls. And those are the things that you value when you grow up south of the Mason-Dixon. Can't find tea that's pre-sweetened unless you go to Hate Filet, and I try not to eat there. But, you know, it's been a great experience here. I've been here since I started law school way back in 2004, and I'm kind of in denial that I've been here for 15 years now, because when I first moved to Philly, the plan was to do my 3 years and get out. But I came here and I loved it. It's been a great ride ever since.
I love that you and I have switched places. I'm basically a northerner living in the south, and you're a Southern belle living up in my beloved north.
Yes. I love it. But it is very interesting. It just goes further to sort of the connection that we made and over the years, just finding out that we have so many other things in common. Although I think you do the politics. I think when it comes to politics, I just try to sort of cover my eyes and take a peek every now and then just to be sure that the world hasn't completely burned, and try to maintain my sanity and go vote.
Yeah, I'm at the point where I'm almost ready to do that. Just kind of close my eyes and pray. But my mother would kick my ass, and so I work. But in addition to, you know, where we're from and, you know, our types of experience that we've had, Jocelyn and I still have the privilege of being, you know, cishet people living in America. But I think one of the things we hope to do in this podcast is uplift the voices of all types of communities that are marginalized in the U.S. So while we recognize that we have a certain privilege of being cis women, heterosexuals, we are going to want to uplift the voices of other communities as well.
Absolutely. And I mean, ever since we came up with this idea for the podcast, one thing that's really important to me and that we'll do every week is try to boost in our show notes, you know, accounts, literature, writing, you know, art, pieces of work from marginalized communities, particularly, you know, trying to thematically tie them into, you know, the topic of discussion, because I think it's really important for us to boost voices as well.
Yeah, there's so many communities that are under attack right now. And you know, Jocelyn, you mentioned wanting to be able to just kind of not tap in to politics and whatnot. One of the reasons why I am so looking forward to doing this podcast is a means of escaping with you, you know, escaping from this crazy world that we live in right now. The world is kind of on fire, and sometimes it's good to just dive into some pop culture that takes your mind off of shit. So in addition to raising up the voices of people that are marginalized and you don't hear from very often, we want to make sure that we're also having fun and taking your mind off of the crazy shit that is happening outside your door.
Yes. Definitely want to have lots of fun enjoying each other's company. In addition to the world being on fire, I think I mentioned earlier, but I am a private attorney by day specifically, which means long hours, checking the phone like 24/7. So I am definitely looking forward to this as an opportunity to just have a retreat away from sort of the madness of the world and also the stresses of work. So I'm looking forward to this experience very much.
So let's tell you guys, you know, what you can expect from us. And we hope that we'll release a podcast every week, giving you a little mix of the salt and sweet as we dive into TV and films that generally that we enjoy. But this is a podcast about shit we don't like either. So we might be bitching about some shit that we're really not feeling either on TV or on the big screen. And we may be bringing in occasional guests so you could hear from different perspectives on top of our own.
Yep. And on brand with needing more wine, as we explore and indulge in our adult beverages, we will definitely let you know what we're drinking and introduce you to, you know, whatever it is that we're sipping on during the podcast or might have been sipping on when we were watching an episode of Pose, for example, when we cover that, which is actually first up on our schedule.
Yes, I cannot wait to talk to you about Pose, which has been so moving, so historical in nature. I think it is an absolutely perfect way of kicking off this podcast. So that's going to be up next. We hope you guys enjoyed this little taste of what's to come with me and Jocelyn. We hope you'll subscribe and tell all your friends and family about us.
Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at More Wine Pod. We're looking forward to this journey with you. And Christine, I'm looking forward to having some fun chats and laughs and, you know, venting about the shit that pisses us off as well.
Same, sis, same. Thanks for listening, you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Oh my God, this made me think about, there's this YouTuber I watch named Funky Deneva.
No, her name is not Funky Deneva.
Yes, and Funky Deneva is a man who does his whole, like, his full name is Funky Deneva Roth. And so, like, he does recaps. Like, I watch really terrible, like, reality shows like Love & Hip Hop and Basketball Wives and stuff, and he does weekly recaps of them. And, like, there was this time a couple of months ago, like, when he had moved into a new space and I guess was using, like, a new microphone. And so, like, every time he would swallow, which we all swallow a lot, you could literally hear, it just sounded so, it was so moist. I mean, it was so bad. It was, like, super distracting because it's, like, the because of where he had placed the microphone, which I think was, like at the top of his shirt, like right by his throat, it felt like the swallowing was, like, at, like,
right there.
Yes. And so, like, the first couple of times I was like, all right, maybe it's just me being sensitive because I'm sensitive to noises. But then I started looking in the comments and it was like, damn, Dineva, you got a moist ass throat.
Not a moist ass throat. Oh, no.
And so then people kept commenting on it. And finally, like, he did this video. He was like, I'm tired of y'all talking about my moist ass throat. So I put the microphone in a different fucking place. I hope y'all are happy. Like, yes, we are, because they were so distracting, because they were just tiny little swallows, but because of where the microphone was, it literally, it just felt like you could hear his insides, and just, it was like, oh.
The pitfalls of podcasting. Let's make sure we don't have people hearing our insides. let's just go for that minimal goal. Lord Jesus.
It was so moist, though. It really was. Thank you, Funky Deneva Ross, and your moist swallow, yes, period.
we dedicate this trailer to you.